Welcome back to the podcast, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous, you are magical, nothing is too good to be true, nothing, zero, zip, it's all true and it's all for you. My name is Jonathan Navi and I am your grateful host. Let's get started. Now, today's episode is going to be a short and concise episode, something a little bit different because I always like to throw something different your way. I remember a mentor of mine told me, the world wants something different. Give them something different. And I took that and decided that that saying should be, the world is seeking, desiring, and yearning for a magical experience right now. So be that magical experience. That being said, I want to talk about Conversations with God. Yes, it's a really powerful book series by Neil Donald Walsh, but it is also something that is happening to you every single day through the songs that you hear, through the messages that you hear, through the thoughts that come into your head. It doesn't mean take everything and every idea and every song to mean everything and then base your life around it. No, it means listen. Have a conversation. A conversation goes both ways. How does that feel? How does it make you feel? And when you do this, you begin to lighten up. You don't feel alone so much. And that is one of the coolest things that I can impart on you as we go forward in this very magical experience that is called life. You know, the world is pretty dark right now. And it has been. Now it's just becoming so clear how dark it actually is. So it is my duty to share with you that there are ways out of the tunnel of darkness. And one of those ways is honesty. I was out and about the other day and I had all these thoughts flowing through me. And honestly, it's like the thoughts haven't stopped. And because of that, I had to record while I was eating dinner at a restaurant. And this is what you are about to listen to. Short conversation about expecting the unexpected because it's all happening. And when you're prepared to receive the unexpected, be it a blessing, a miracle, something going right, something going wrong. And when things are going wrong, they're really going right and are just being perceived as that. That doesn't validate how things suck sometimes. It just means things are never going wrong. Live in the unexpected. Be realistic. Expect miracles. So please enjoy Expect the Unexpected with a little bit of These Are My Confessions as I tell on myself because transparency is key. Also, owning every aspect of yourself. I will own everything that I am because I love me and I want to give others permission slips to love themselves because you can't truly do the work, be it in an intimate relationship, family dynamics, work dynamics, until you truly love yourself. You can only give of yourself that which you have of yourself. So the more you fill your cup with self-love, admiration, reverence, knowing that that self-love is actually a reflection of the world around you and the God within, you are actually getting closer to spirit by loving yourself. They say the gods made their image and we're made in the image and likeness of the gods. And you think that God was like, I'm gonna make a shitty version? Or do you think it's like, I made the greatest version of humanity with every single human, but that human is not appreciating itself? Come on, I'm trying to use humor here, and I'm trying to drive a point here. You know, when it's about you from this heart-centered place, it's about everybody. Everybody receives the benefit. Because you're in a better mood, you have the ability to impact the world in a more positive light, and that's exactly what we need right now. We need to have compassion and love for everybody around us, but it needs to start at home, yourself, and then the people around you. your closest friends, your family, and then expand to the communities. And that ripples out to the world. So that is my message. Please enjoy, expect the unexpected. My name is Jonathan Navi, and this is an episode where I tell on myself. That's right, these are my confessions. So, the message here is to wake up and smell the miracles. I am realistic because I expect miracles. More than that, it's very good to become aware that you must now expect the unexpected. That being said, brings us to the topic at hand. Let's go deep on why my life is magical AF. It is because I make it so, I intend it so. You know, let me correct myself there. I don't make anything happen. I allow God, the universe, the angels, spirit to flow through me. Is it easy? No. Can I be on top of it 100% of the time? Definitely not. What I can do is express how passionate I am that you need to expect the unexpected. You need to bravely and enthusiastically charge into uncertainty, because uncertainty is where you will find your gifts. But you actually have to love it. You can't pretend that you love it. This is the real deal. We're not fucking around anymore. So let me ask you this. How can a philosophy so open-ended like this actually be practical? You know, I've been in the men's work arena for a very short period of time, but it is very clear that as a masculine leader, you're supposed to know exactly what you're doing, drive forward, and not leave things up to chance. Be open to things changing, but not leave things up to chance. So it seems like there is a contradiction in the message that I am portraying here. And I'll tell you this, there is no contradiction. There never is. You must check your premises. So these are my confessions. How can I bridge the contradiction? Like I just said, there is never a contradiction. It just appears so. And a mentor early on told me that the man that can hold a paradox without crumbling and become steadier and steadier holds all the power. And I'm not here trying to talk about power, trying to garner all the power so I can rule the world. No, I'm here to try to empower others so that they can create the reality that they desire. So here's the deal, especially because the world has been as crazy as it is in the year 2020. I make a plan. I think of a plan. I pretend that I have a foolproof plan. But I know that as soon as you make a plan, God's gonna laugh. Like the old saying goes, if you wanna make God laugh, tell him your plans. So I make a tentative plan, and then I allow God to do the tinkering and place things and arrange things and redirect things to the highest good. I am at ease and comforted knowing that this is always happening. And let me give you an example of expecting the unexpected. A small example, but a big one to me. My last name, Navi. I did not do it on purpose, but in Hebrew and Aramaic, it means prophet. Like the prophet with the tablet and telling you all that stuff. But in our language, that word is also interchangeable with profit, like making money. And to that point, I'd like to say this. I am not here to profit from being an actor, a performer, a business leader, a world leader, a shaman, or a healer. I am here to profit from existing. Bringing the point home. There are infinite amount of examples of how when you expect the unexpected, when you're in that state of mind, things in the background, behind the scenes, things are actually lining up for your greater good. Everything you've even asked for,
everything you've ever asked for, and even more. That's why there's that affirmation, God, please bring me that which I desire, or what is for my highest good, or something better. I want this or something better. Now we're getting into some metaphysical texts here, but it is important to be in tune with infinite intelligence. When you're spiritually and psychologically a child, you want that thing. I want that person. Ooh, it must be that. You are blocking your good. And you may get that thing, but it may create more chaos and it may be part of your journey. But maybe you don't need to experience that chaos and turmoil. Maybe you're hearing this at the right time when you're completely receptive and open to these ideas and suggestions. When you want that which you want, there is a reason for it. So be open for it. Be open to receive it or something better. It may not show up in the way that you thought, but you are this spiritual being in a human incarnation in this 3D world, and there is a larger force working through us, for us, and it's beautiful. So, expect the unexpected is a state of mind to prepare you to receive things greater than you expected, and to put you in a place to look for opportunities, to be on high alert for unique opportunities that most people will sneeze at, cough at, look away, cover up, and excuse. No more. Take a look. Something very important is happening, and it's for you. Do not be deceived by thinking that what's happening in your life is not for you, your greatest good, and all that ripples out after you. That's your kids or your siblings' kids or a kid that you are fond of, love, and care about. It ripples out into their generation and downward. We are here to end and heal ancestral trauma. No more. There is no room for resentment, arguments, or stupid shit. This is the real deal. This is the best life. Because something that stuck with me that I haven't been able to get out of my head, someone once told me, what if the rest of your life is the best of your life? I know it sounds cheesy, but why the heck not? Expect the unexpected. Now. Do you get that though? Profit from existing. Meaning, I desire everybody to get paid for being them. And it's not about the money, it's about the exchange of value. You are so valuable that the universe will reward you in monetary, spiritual, physical, emotional value in return. That is profiting. And in that, you also get to profit your life. Profit your life. Okay? You deserve the opportunity to figure out who you are, what you love, and go out there and serve the world with it. I don't know if you know this, but your joy benefits the world. Your guilt hinders the world. What you're passionate about, what you know, be it something like 1980s wrestlers or child psychology, you are passionate. You may not see yourself as an expert, but expert is just a word. You are passionate and you know your deed, and people will throw their money at you, will throw their admiration and adoration at you. That's what I mean by profiting. Your suffering does not serve the world anymore. I like to believe that what happens, happens for a reason, but you do not have to suffer anymore. You no longer have to or get to play the victim. Have compassion for the victim. Have compassion for yourself. But you cannot help others. You cannot claim to help others when you are still a victim or perceive yourself as that. It is time to rise above. It is time to heal. And I'm speaking to those that are already at that place that are ready to heal. Because if you're at that place and you're ready for awareness. You may be triggered, you may be upset, you may not agree with me, and that's okay. It is part of the journey to be faced with a reality where you've been deceived. But you cannot stop being lied to until you realize you're being lied to. And that's going to be upsetting, but then boom, you're no longer a victim. You get to dictate what you do with your life. It's like the old marketing term, one of my favorites, it is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. And if you now have the awareness to do something about that, woo! Well then, I am excited for you.
I truly hope that you had fun today in this little segment, this little episode. Go out there and be the magic that people are yearning for. Take 5 minutes to yourself and just yourself so that you can go out there and give the rest of your day and serve humanity, serve those you love. I love you. My name is Jonathan Navi, always reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true. It's all for you. And this one's on you. See you next time on Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.